The number of hemp growers in Oregon more than tripled in 2019. In Southern Oregon, the newly legalized industry experienced some growing pains. JPR's Eric Newman has more.
The hum of half a dozen industrial fans fills a football field-sized warehouse in White City. Lined up in neat rows are 500 white plastic bags, each 3 foot by 3 foot. They're full of hemp.
Each one of these are super sacks. The super sacks have, some of them don't have a lot of weight in them. Some are only 20, 30 pounds. Some of them are 125, 130.
That's Barry Epling. He works with this company, Hemp Inc. This year, they grew hemp on 42 acres of farmland on the Rogue River in Grants Pass. The hemp in these super sacks is drying to become smokable CBD cigarettes. CBD comes from hemp. It's in the cannabis family, but it doesn't get you high. The research around CBD is murky, but these days it's being put in everything from dog treats to an FDA-approved epilepsy medication. And this rapidly growing market is drawing in entrepreneurs like Epling.
Oh, it smells good. This needs to be trimmed.
This straight-laced non-smoker from Las Vegas is not necessarily who you'd expect to be a cannabis producer. He says it's just good business.
Starting in a week or so when this is ready, we should end up with it at least about 60,000 pounds of really high quality pre-98 OG Bubba Kush.
According to the Oregon Department of Agriculture, the number of registered hemp growers in the state more than tripled since the federal Farm Bill passed in 2018 and removed hemp from the Controlled Substances Act. The land used to farm hemp increased five times over, from 12,000 to 63,000 acres. That spike caused price fluctuations, and there weren't enough farm workers or facilities to dry hemp. Also, not all the new farmers knew what they were doing. Sunny Summers works in cannabis policy with the state ag department.
They may not have gotten the crop in the ground at the right time. They may not have harvested at the right time. It was wet early this year. There's a lot of reasons why we're not going to see 63,000 acres.
So even with all this growth, Summers says she doesn't think there will be an oversupply of hemp or what it's largely being grown for in Oregon, CBD oil. The turbulence for growers continued in late October when proposed regulations about growing hemp came out from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. They create stricter rules to make sure hemp contains very low levels of the psychoactive chemical THC. There's also a shorter time frame for when plants can be tested for THC, and that testing has to be done in labs certified by the Drug Enforcement Administration.
That definitely is way more restrictive than what we have currently.
But business wasn't bad for everyone. Cheryl Johnson is a longtime cannabis farmer. She makes CBD lotions and candies. At her office in White City, she takes the lid off a generic-looking white container. Yeah, it's filled with bright orange powder. She tells me it's CBD cheese.
These are developmental products.
So it's going to be in, like, CBD Cheetos or something?
It's going to be in everything. Let's just say that. It's going
to
be in everything.
Besides making edibles, Johnson advises growers on how to stay in compliance with state and federal cannabis laws. Over the past year, she says more conventional farmers got into growing hemp.
They are killing it, by the way. They know how to grow. In 3 years' time, it'll be a farmer's game.
Johnson is not terribly sympathetic to what she calls the green rush of people cashing in on hemp this year, like has happened in the past with marijuana.
People have to understand, this is a real business. So if you're going to lose money now that there is rules and regulations, then your margins weren't good enough in the first place and you shouldn't be in the industry.
But she says even with all the growing pains this year, hemp offers the potential for a worldwide market for those who know how to do it right. Barry Epling with Hemp Inc. says their farmers grew three times what they'd projected for 2019. But the industry's volatility does have him thinking about bubbles.
There was an internet bubble. There's been housing bubbles. There was a telecom bubble. And, you know, there's a hemp bubble. If you're in early enough, I think you'll do really well. But at some point, the bubble's going to burst.
But Sunny Summers with the state ag department believes the industry will correct itself.
You know, at some point, it will level out, but it will become a important part of Oregon's agricultural economy.
Right now, even the experts don't agree. It'll take time to know whether hemp will become a permanent part of Oregon's economy or just another green rush. Eric Newman, JPR News.